I'm out on the ramp at Sitka's Rocky Gutierrez Airport waiting with ramper Tim Fulton for the arrival of Alaska Airlines Flight 53. It's a nice day in midsummer, overcast, not raining.
So 30 years of standing out here waiting for airplanes to show up. Do you have butterflies in your stomach or?
Nope, not anymore.
53 circles low over Sitka Sound and touches down, trailing ribbons of mist from its wingtips. Standing out here as the Boeing 737-800 pulls up to the gate is a trip, but the only place I'm going today is inside the belly of this beast.
This is my first time. Pretty cool.
I climb up the belt loader and into the aft belly with Fulton and his partner today, Craig Langenfeld.
Let's try this first. All right.
This is where Fulton's device will see its first full turnaround trial, unloading and then loading this luggage bin. Before I explain how the invention works, you should take a look at where it works. The aft belly is a dimly lit tunnel, about 25 feet long in this particular aircraft and just a little over 3 feet high. The luggage is all piled toward the front. It's not at all what I pictured. The rampers divide this space into areas called pits.
You know, just speaking as a passenger, I've always sort of imagined that guys were walking down here and shelving bags like library books or something. This is just the trunk of your car times 100.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to get things to fit any way you can.
You're trying to load the trunk of your car from inside the trunk.
Loading your truck from the inside. Right.
Watching rampers work brings to mind country singer Dave Carroll's viral YouTube hit, United Breaks Guitars.
You broke my Taylor guitar.
But having seen them in action, it's obvious that to a ramper, your bag, your clothing, your fish, your tools, or even your Taylor guitar is just weight. Weight that has to be pushed or tossed and stacked on a pile that begins far from the doorway by two people working on their knees. Today, Flight 53 carries a relatively light load in the aft belly, only 2,300 pounds. There is a lot more at risk here than guitars.
Forward bending is challenging on the spine. Twisting is challenging on the spine, and lifting is challenging when you combine all three together. It's the perfect storm of forces for the low back.
Physical therapist Eric Speck has treated a lot of rampers in over two decades of his Sitka practice. I show him a video of Fulton's device in action in the belly of Flight 53. He thinks it will be a game changer for the team that loads your plane.
It changes the person that first received that bag on their knees, having to accelerate it down the plane, which is a huge twisting moment or a huge twisting force on the core and the low back. Now he just has to place it there in the and the belt is going to take it down there. That's mm-hmm. That's a very big difference.
I have the belts tracking right, so it's not an issue.
Working out of his garage, a fully equipped machine shop actually, Tim Fulton has designed and built TISABAS, short for Tim Saves Backs, a lightweight, collapsible conveyor belt that can take the heaviest bag you could ever pack.
How much weight can it hold?
It's designed to take 150 pounds per square foot.
So a conveyor belt is nothing new, but the TISABAS conveyor folds up in sections, like an accordion, to fit inside a plane's belly doors. And then it extends or retracts depending on whether the task is loading or unloading. Each time Fulton lowers one of the sections of TISABAS into position, the belt in that section automatically starts. And when he raises it, the belt stops. A switch reverses the belt's direction. Fulton has already built and sold rollers used by Alaska Airlines to load fish boxes in their planes, but regular luggage was a struggle.
And I got to the point where I'm probably 20 prototypes into a roller that would do this job, and it just wasn't meeting the force reduction that I was looking for. And that's when I came up with this idea of a folding belted system.
Back at the airport, the first full trial of TISABAS has been brilliant, but how do the other rampers feel? My official guide for this visit to Flight 53 is a veteran ramper, Bob Weaver, who sees promise in TISABAS.
I was impressed. This is the first time I've seen it in action. It worked a lot better than I expected, to be honest with you, Tim. It did. I mean, that guy at the door has got to throw the bag. That's hard. Some of the Fords slide well. Some bags slide well. Other bags don't slide so well.
Do you want to use this opportunity to tell the listening public what kind of bag we should get?
Small.
It doesn't matter now. We got Tsabas coming at you.
People carry too much stuff.
Tim Fulton's new company, Ramper Innovations, hopes to sell Tsabas for around $40,000 each, about 20% of the cost of his closest competitor. What happened inside the belly of Flight 53 today has been a long time in coming.
Right now, my thought is I got this. I got the proof of concept and, you know, get some investors, help me take it to the next stage.
And his distribution plan is simple. He'll load Tsabas as cargo, collect to airports all over the world, and the belly of planes just like this one. Reporting from Sitka's Rocky Gutierrez Airport, I'm Robert Woolsey.